March 24. Professor Niemer and Dr. Strauss came to my room tonight to see why I don't come into the lab like I'm supposed to. I told them I don't want to race with Algernon no more. Professor Niemer said I don't have to for a while, but I should come in anyway. He brought me a present, only it wasn't a present, but just for Lend. He said it's a teaching machine that works like TV. It talks and makes pictures, and I gotta turn it on just before I go to sleep. I said, "You're kidding. Why should I turn on a TV before I go to sleep?" But Professor Niemer said if I want to get smart, I gotta do what he says. So I told him I didn't think I was gonna get smart anyway. Then Dr. Strauss came over and put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Charlie, you don't know it yet, but you're getting smarter all the time. You won't notice it for a while, like you don't notice how the hour hand on a clock moves. That's the way it is with the changes in you. They're happening so slow you can't tell. But we can follow it from the tests and the way you act and talk and your progress reports." He said, "Charlie, you've got to have faith in us and in yourself. We can't be sure it will be permanent, but we are confident that soon you're going to be a very intelligent young man." I said, "Okay," and Professor Niemer showed me how to work the TV that really wasn't a TV. I asked him, what did it do? First, he looked sore again, because I asked him to explain me, and he said I should just do what he told me, but Dr. Strauss said he should explain it to me because I was beginning to question authority. I don't know what that means, but Professor Niemer looked like he was going to bite his lip off. Then he explained me, very slow, that the machine did lots of things to my mind. Some things it did just before I fall asleep, like teach me things when I'm very sleepy. And a little while after I start to fall asleep, I still hear the talk, even if I don't see the pictures anymore. Other things is, at night, it's supposed to make me have dreams and remember things that happened a long time ago, when I was a very little kid. It's scary. Oh, yes, I forgot. I asked Professor Niemer when I can go back to Miss Kinnean's class at the Adult Center, and he said soon Miss Kinnean will come to the College Testing Center to teach me special. I'm glad about that. I didn't see her so much since the operation, but she's nice. March 25. That crazy TV kept me up all night. How can I sleep with something yelling crazy things all night in my ears? And the nutty pictures. Wow. I don't know what it says when I'm up, so how am I going to know what it says when I'm sleeping? I asked Bert about it, and he says it's okay. He says my brains are learning just before I got to sleep, and that will help me when Miss Kinnean starts my lessons at the testing center. The testing center isn't a hospital for animals like I thought before. It's a laboratory for science. I don't know what science is, except I'm helping it with this experiment. Anyway, I don't know about that TV. I think it's crazy. If you can get smart when you're going to sleep, why do people go to school? I don't think that thing will work. I used to watch The Late Show and The Late Late Show on TV all the time before I went to sleep, and it never made me smart. Maybe only certain movies make you smart. Maybe like quiz shows.